Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
A nightmare that surfaced in 2016 for the Oklahoma beef industry had a small measure of closure on Thursday afternoon, just before 3 p.m., when Melissa Morton was sentenced to serve in a federal prison for women for the embezzlement of $2.6 million against the Oklahoma Beef Council. She was sentenced to serve 57 months in federal prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release by the judge in the U.S. Federal Court of Western Oklahoma. About a dozen cattle industry leaders were in the courtroom when the sentencing occurred. We were there as well. After the sentencing, we talked for a few moments with Tom Fanning, who was the chairman of the Oklahoma Beef Council when the embezzlement was discovered back in 2016.
You know, I think it sends a signal to all Oklahomans that it was a serious crime, and she's going to do serious time in a federal penitentiary. And 57 months is a long time to spend in federal prison.
You talked a little bit on behalf of cattle producers, yourself and others that you've represented on the Beef Council, about the fact that this was not an easy time to go through. You called it a worse nightmare.
Well, so as you've gone through the experiences that we have on seeing the trust that was broken, the deceit that was brought on us, and the level of fraud that she perpetrated against us, and then to go out and explain that to all of our fellow cattlemen, ranchers, and affiliate organizations that we work with on the Beef Council, it was a very tough time. And you know, we don't back down. We face challenges. We seek the truth. We seek justice, and we seek recovery. And today we got justice.
You acknowledge that some of the conversations you had with folks as they voted on the state beef checkoff from this last fall was influenced by the embezzlement.
Well, we obviously think so. I mean, every meeting we went to, every meeting we talked to, every person we talked to, they support the beef checkoff, they support the program, and was very disappointed in what happened, as we were. And it obviously had a negative impact on the vote.
Melissa Morton on her way to federal prison for 57 months. Federal guidelines indicate that she will serve at least 80 to 85% of that time in prison. As for restitution, she's paid back maybe 10% of the $2.6 million that she embezzled from the Oklahoma Beef Council. She was ordered to make further restitution of $2.3 million to the Beef Council. How she'll be able to do that is very much an unknown. You've got farm news on Ron. The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also in SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell, with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2170. Superior Livestock. Our full interview with beef producer Tom Fanning on the embezzlement on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.